Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. I'm C. Willie. This is Volume 2, Episode Number 14. Joined this evening by the lovely and talented
Corby.
And after a 3-month hiatus from the show, she's actually the one that got us kicked off. We are very excited to be welcoming Jackie Daniels back to the program tonight. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Well, it's exciting for us. We always enjoy your music. We enjoy your company, and we're glad you're back with us here today. And my goodness, finding time to talk to Jackie Daniels these days is next to impossible. You have been so busy. Do you have time to breathe these days?
I've had to actively make sure that I have time to breathe. Otherwise, you run yourself into the ground, and you know. You become overstimulated. So stress management has been something that I've really tried to focus on. So yes, I try to give myself Mondays to breathe.
There you go. Monday's the cool down day.
Monday.
And we've been blessed. You sent a number of performers our way. And it's amazing to me when we talk to a number of the folks that we're going to have on the program or we're in process of scheduling. You guys know Jackie Daniels? We love her.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun. You have quite a reputation in the music community, and people really are looking up to you, respecting what you're doing, and I think appreciating the fact that you're giving so many people the opportunity to perform.
That's my goal. You know, I think there's so much talent just in Michigan, and, you know, I've really grown this kind of network of musicians and people in the industry, and it's just been kind of amazing, the collaborations that have come out of it and, you know, the people that you meet. So I'm glad to hear that.
And a big part of that is your involvement in your singer circle. Tell us a little more about how that's been evolving over these last several months.
Yes. So last year, October, me and my best friend, Julia Rose Pajak, she's actually a very talented singer-songwriter that I hope you guys will have soon because she's releasing some of her own music. But her and I, we were hanging out, we were having a couple drinks, and we thought, you know, why don't we do these like singer-songwriter showcases that they do everywhere in Nashville? We have so many people that we know that we could get on board. And so we just started kind of planning and hosting these events. Which if you're not familiar, it's like a singers in the round type of style where the artists come, anywhere from 6 to 10 artists will come and take turns sharing their original music, live on the stage and sharing their stories. And so it's evolved. It gets better every month we do it. And we've done it at some different venues, but yeah, we're very excited to kind of keep the momentum going. We're actually taking the month of June to kind of regroup so that we can come back with even bigger, better events. But we do still have a website, jackandjulesvip.com, where you can go as an artist to submit to be part of a showcase. So that's where we're at with that.
Super. And the number of folks, like I say, the positive comments about it, it's overwhelming.
It is. It's awesome.
Wonderful to hear this. Mm-hmm. And you've got a little additional responsibility. Now, we talked with Alan Turner a couple of weeks after our initial show, and he kind of broke the news that he was really turning over the reins to the Steel Horse Band to you. So how has that gone, and what's the current situation? How has that evolved?
It's funny you said that he kind of like broke the news recently, because that's been something that he and I have talked about in depth for a long time. You know, that transition, what that looks like. We're still very much sharing stages together everywhere with the Kenny Rogers tribute show. It's the Steel Horse Band that is in a part of the Kenny Rogers tribute show. So now it's just kind of a cool handing over of the torch where I'm getting to front these full band gigs for some pretty cool events. You know, we did Hazel Park Memorial Festival. We're playing at some very cool waterfront venues and just having a ton of fun with it.
Super. That sounds like fun. And it's got to be fun for you, and certainly a vote of confidence from Alan. He knows what you're all about, that you can, in fact, front that band.
Yes, I definitely credit Alan. I mean, I said this before, but, you know, my music career would not be taking off and where it is right now without him. So nice. Very grateful for him as well.
Fantastic man, a great performer, and as we all know, just an even better person.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I have chills right now. Does anybody else have chills?
we love it, Alan. So the first one that we've got queued up tonight, Jackie, a song that you and I have spoken about a few times, it's Moon Dragon. Give us a little bit of the backstory on this song.
So I think every artist's kind of process for writing is like a little bit different. I notice you guys ask artists, you know, how does that process work? For me, I always seem to hear melodies and lyrics when I'm like in the car or when I'm on the road with the band. So this song in particular, I wrote this kind of like in my head while I was in the back of the van.
Gotcha.
I don't know where we were going, but, you know, I was clearly, you know, if you listen to the lyrics, I was clearly fired up about a failed relationship and kind of Taylor Swifted the situation. And that was, I think that was for me ultimately, but it turned out to be, the recording turned out to be super fun. Louis Lee and Jorg Kerasiotis helped me produce it. And I was just so excited with how it turned out. Because I think it's interesting when the content of the lyrics doesn't necessarily match the mood or the feel of the song.
Sure.
So the lyrics can come across kind of angry, but also empowering, you know, you kind of, you know, you can't handle my fire. Right. So it's kind of an empowerment song as well, but I'm happy with how the song turned out. I feel like you could listen to it, you know, when you're on vacation in the keys or something.
I can see that it has a melody to me that sticks with me. I find myself singing Moon Dragon frequently.
This is
and
very,
not
very
because
cruel.
I'm mad at anybody, but it really does have the, it's that catchy tune that's with it as well. Where did that come from? Is that what was going on in the back of the van?
Yeah. I heard it. Well, okay. So the first line of the chorus, which you'll hear, is you can't handle my fire. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been in numerous relationships over the years. And anytime there was a breakup, my father would always say, well, he can't handle your fire.
Oh, there you go.
So that was inspired by my dad, which
all right.
He noticed. He goes, I know you took that line from me, right? I know where that line came from. But yeah, I hear melodies and lyrics. And then I go back after the fact and, you know, maybe I'll record a voice memo on my phone and then I'll put the chords and the music behind it.
Super. Well, let's give this a listen. Jackie Daniels and Moon Dragon.
You dropped in atomic bomb. Thought we'd hit the sky, Mr. Moon Dragon, but you were just playing games. It felt so good, Mr. Moon Dragon, and what a shame. My mystery, Mr. Mean Moon Dragon, my Mr. All Night, Mr. Red Flagon, my Mr. Moon Moon Dragon made a big mistake. A big mistake. Big mistake.
Great tune, Moon Dragon. Jackie Daniels.
Thank you.
That is fun. It really
is fun.
Yeah. I want to do the Miss Newton Dragon version for some of my past
situation. Yeah.
Maybe we'll, that'll be a
list of emails are coming together.
So it's songs like that that have brought some recognition to you.
Oh my gosh.
And
yes.
We were very, very excited to see this and really looking forward to talking with you about this. The 10th annual Josie Awards for Independent Musicians is coming up a little later this fall, October 27th, which is a Sunday night. And Jackie Daniels is up for Rising Star of the Year. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It is a little crazy. It is a little crazy.
Well, that's it's got to be validating, maybe, to you to say, hey, yeah, look, they're recognizing what I'm doing.
Yeah, there's definitely some of that. I went to the Josie Music Awards last year because some friends of ours were nominated. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to go to Nashville. So me and Julia went to Nashville and we got to go to the award show at the Grand Ole Opry, which is just amazing. I had never been there. And it's supposed to be the largest independent music award show in the world. So they got somewhere around 75,000 submissions, and there's lots of categories, right?
Mm-hmm.
And lots of different genres of music. So there's lots of categories. But you know, I went to the award show and I thought, well, I don't know, maybe I should just try to submit to be involved. So, the day they opened the submissions, I right away I went in and I submitted my music, and yeah, I was surprised. But it's not just me. There's a number of Michigan musicians and people in the industry that are friends that are also nominated for other awards. And this is just, I think this speaks to what we have going on in this area.
Much. Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No question. What was your feeling when you got the notification that, hey, you made it?
I was on the phone with my mom and I was looking, I was like, oh, they're starting to post some of the nominations, and I freaked out. I was like, wait, mom, wait. And I was freaking out. I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Do you know what this means? What this means to me is I already feel like I won something, because this is just very cool to see your name on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. But it's also just a very good excuse to go back to Nashville and So I was really excited, and I'm still excited. It's very cool. I don't know that I've been nominated for anything like it. You know, I'm not really entering to be in contests or entering to be, you know, nominated and win awards and stuff like that. So it's a very cool feeling.
Well,
I've been presented with a little surprise too, and hopefully
you were nominated.
No, I was not nominated.
I nominate him all the time. Yes, but so his birthday is coming up, and you were nominated, and I thought, what a great opportunity! So when you win the award, you look to safe left, third row, and you see Quarter Peep and Quarter Peep's mom and see Wheelie waving her arms.
What's crazily. That word? Crazily. Okay,
crazy.
That word.
Crazily, I don't know. And you know that Vehicle City Sound will be there to support you. So yes, Vehicle City Sound is going to join you at this award show, which we're super excited to just be there with you and support you in everything that you've done for us and for those in the community. We have to be there.
We're pretty fired up about it.
That's so exciting, you guys. Oh my gosh, we're gonna all hang out in Nashville. That's gonna be so fun.
I know.
You got really good seats.
What's that?
You got really good seats. I'm sure I'm gonna be like way in the back and you guys are gonna be like up in the third row. That's so cool.
Well when that's it comes so cool. time for the category, we'll switch seats.
We'll switch
so
seats.
You can be up front so the camera can be on you when you they see the expression on your face when they call your name.
Well, don't jinx it, okay?
No, we wouldn't dare do that. It's just, and like you say, it's certainly any of these programs, any of these recognitions, it's an honor to be recognized.
Absolutely.
But we know how hard you work at it, and we know all the things that you do, and of course, we just absolutely love your music, so we're very, very excited to share this with you.
Yeah,
but very excited to see you up there, and Grand Ole Opry, for crying out loud. How great is that?
Have you ever been?
Never. This is going to be my first time walking in the door. So I'm real excited about that.
Oh yeah. We'll get some pictures on the red carpet and we'll get fancy and then we'll probably go to some dive bars and have a,
the best.
It was a dive bar.
Have a good time.
And he's going to be in a tuxedo too. So how exciting.
Yes, this is okay. I'm low key very excited about it because I love an excuse to like get all glammed up and dress up. So you know I'm going to just show up with sparkly ball gown.
We're going to do it up as well. There's going to be more glitter than we should be allowed to see. I know that.
So fun.
Well, congratulations. And we're really looking forward to sharing that with you as well.
Awesome, you guys.
So we got another one of your tunes here that has a lot of meaning to you, I know. You actually played this song. So if you go back to the show that we did, the original show we did with Jackie, we talked a little bit about her singing the national anthem at the Wings Over Flint Air Show last summer. And Jackie hung out with us after the first show, between shows, down in C. Willie's Man Cave, the 17th bunker, brought her guitar and played this song for us. It's still here with me. I know, Jackie, a lot of meaning. Talk a little bit about that. And in the meantime, I'm going to find the Kleenex so I can clean off the tears here that will, I know, come when you hear this song again.
That's, you know, it means a lot to me that my songs could make you, you know, someone emotional like that. It is definitely a song about grief, but not in a sad way. So in 2021, my Uncle Bill passed away. And I love my Uncle Bill. He was always one of those people that, even from a young age, was very supportive of me as a musician. So he was encouraging me to play my violin and, you know, pursue music. And that always meant a lot to me. He passed away in September of 2021. And I got kind of a rare opportunity to actually just say goodbye to him before he passed away the next morning. And so that was a very intense experience, and that was very emotional for me. But one of the things that I wanted to do when he was still alive was I wanted to go visit him in Denver where he lived. And I didn't get a chance to do that, but after he passed away, I did end up going to Denver to visit my Aunt Carolyn, and it was there we talked a lot about him, and she asked me to sing at his memorial. And so we were talking about what songs I might, you know, would be appropriate for that. And then she said, well, do you think you could write a song? And I said, yeah, I actually already have the melody in my head right now. Because it just felt like, you know, Denver's a very beautiful place, but I felt his presence was there. So that's really what this song is about. It's about, you know, when people leave us on earth, I don't believe that they really leave us. I think they stay with us in memories. I think as angels, you know, in spirit. And then sometimes, you know, which I've experienced, sometimes they come back to tell you, you know, to check in and let you know everything's okay. You know, they say like the red cardinal and different things like that. So it's definitely a important song that I think was part of my grieving with that. but we took the song to Nashville and recorded it there. And it sounds very good because those people in Nashville know what they're doing for sure. But even when we were in
us too, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a very dear song to me. And even when we were in the studio in Nashville, you know, there was a little red cardinal that came up and peeked through the studio window and looked right at me. And I'm like, yeah, we were all in tears. We were all in tears.
Well, let's give this a listen. This is Jackie Daniels, Still Here With Me.
Like yesterday, when you said, I'm sorry, but I have to go away to the place where everything waits, where I can finally rest and finally feel no pain.
as I'm listening to that, Jackie, that's more healing than this.
Oh, I'm glad. That means a lot. That means a lot.
Well, we've got a little surprise.
Yes,
well.
We do.
Jackie is given us a little opportunity with Vehicle City Sound, this episode coming out on June 6th. On June 14th, she just announced today, Jackie, was it, that she's going to be releasing a new single. It's called This Now. And Jackie, give us the backstory behind this. You put a very interesting post on your Facebook page. Little time recording this initially in a room at MSU, and maybe some video that's floating out there that somebody's got to find so we can attach it to the song. And
yeah,
so what's the backstory here?
So I've been writing songs for a very long time, or at least since I graduated high school, and this is one of those songs that I wrote very early on. And I said in my post that I wrote it 14 years ago, but actually when I go to watch the video from 14 years ago, it says I wrote this a long time ago. So I don't even know when this song was written. But I kind of like to revisit, I think as songwriters, we tend to be critical of our music. Mm-hmm. So this was one of those songs that I kind of just like forgot about and put away for a very long time. And then I was like, you know, I want to get into the habit of releasing more music and writing more. So let me like revisit some of these songs and some of the concepts. And so I recorded this song this year, actually in Northern Michigan in a cozy little cabin that I stay in when I'm there. So it's a very romantic song. It's called It's This Now. And it's kind of like about, you know, let go of the past and like just be present in the moment, you know, let go of what you thought you wanted because it's this now, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's I think it's about mindfulness and just, you know, being, like I said, present in the moment with somebody that you love. So
that's a great message.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, why don't we give it an advanced listen. This is going to be out officially on June 14th. Jackie Daniels and This Now.
Why did you have to hold on to me? Well, now I'm lost in your company. And even though I got things to do, something keeps drawing me to you. Something about you makes me wanna.
Ooh. other. This okay. Now. This Now from Jackie Daniels. That is. I like that song a lot. Thanks for letting us play that here ahead of the release.
Yeah, thank you. You're kind of you're leaking the song. Like, this could be controversial, right?
No, I hope we don't get in trouble for this. No, that's wonderful. Jackie, we said at the top of the show, you have a million and one things going on right now. Where do people find out about where you're going to be? What's up next? Where are you going to be playing?
So you can go to thejackiedanielsshow.com, and most of that's listed there. You can also add me on Facebook at Jackie Daniels Music, or send me a friend request. I'm Jackie Daniels with no E. So this is kind of an interesting segue into just like a quick explanation about why I spell my name that way.
I'd like to hear.
But when I was growing up, you know, I always wanted to be a singer. You know, yeah. That was always my dream, right? And my dad said to me one time, he was like, well, if you're going to be famous, you have to have like a cool spelling of your name or something. You know how like Prince is just like Prince.
Yeah.
He's like, you got to take the E off your name or something. You got to be like Jackie with an I. And I was like, okay. So from like sixth grade on, I was just Jackie with an I, and a lot of people just never get it right. But, you know, Jackie Daniels is kind of like my, it's kind of been my nickname as well ever mm-hmm. since I started drinking whiskey and, you know, so
well, my daughter yeah. spells it the same way. So the two of you are unique in each
really?
Way. So that's great. Yeah, she sure does. She sure
oh,
does.
Oh, I love that. That's so yep. fun. Yep. I've never met another Jackie that spells it that way. So that's
well, we're
awesome.
Gonna have to make an introduction at some yes. point. She's a yeah. very successful high school track coach right now. So
oh, I love that.
See Willie.
Yeah,
proud.
you can go to the website or Facebook or you know anywhere you stream music. I'm there.
Super. And I know our folks will do that, get a chance to get an advance on this now and all of the other wonderful music that Jackie is responsible for. And certainly you'll find, gain access, I should say, to all the folks that she's had in Singer Circle and that she's performing with all over the country, in particular with the Ultimate Kenny Rogers tribute too. So Jackie, we love having you on yes. again. Thank mm-hmm. you so much. You've done so much for us. And we appreciate it
very, very much. Yes,
so much, Jackie. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, you guys. Right back at you.
Well, we're going to get a little busy, too. Not quite as busy as Jackie Daniels has been, but we've got a couple of things coming up, including our involvement in the Faster Horses Music Festival, July 19th, 20th, and 21st in Brooklyn, Michigan, at Michigan International Speedway. We're going to be down there, and we want to hear from you. Anybody, we've had a couple of contacts already, some folks that are going to be there, and maybe we can all meet up somewhere and enjoy this fantastic country music together. You can certainly contact us at our email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. We've got another show coming up next week with another up-and-coming performer. Who's that going to be?
Oh, this is a good one. We're going to have next week, we're going to have Ryan O'Neill.
We're excited Ooh. About Ryan being here on the show. Mm-hmm. I think it's about time for us to wrap things up. I want to thank once again Jackie Daniels thank for joining you. Us. Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, you guys. Love you.
And for all of you listening to us out there in podcast land, please don't forget to follow us on Spotify. You can get the latest information about where we are, what we're doing on our website. New website even has some merch on it.
We have merch.
VehicleCitySound.com. We can ask you to check us out on Facebook, Vehicle City Sound. And if you want to get in touch with us, as I mentioned, VehicleCitySound@gmail.com. That's all for this evening. Be good.